5633.
Scientists are now jumping into the fray, and they're challenging the dreaded two letters BP on their containment claims. What does it all mean? On the Hill, some emotional testimony from the brother of a man who lost his life on that oil rig, Deepwater Horizon. Really sad stuff when they're talking about lifting the liability cap, because right now it's at $75 million. BP has said that they'll pay all legitimate claims. They're not worried about the $75 million. That's what they're saying now anyway at this point. And would you believe there was another natural gas explosion in Texas in 2 days? And two people died this time around. I'll give you some of the details on that. Big doings as far as voters are concerned, obviously demanding some change. Now, remember, midterm elections, of course, aren't until November, but you got these important primaries, and Meg Whitman will represent Republicans in the race for governor of California, and Carly Fiorini, who used to be the CEO of Hewlett Packard, will square off for the Republicans, representing the Republicans in Cali, against Barbara Boxer, who wants to retain her seat. She's been a longtime senator, the most left-leaning senator, I think, that we definitely, I would say, have on the Hill. So that's kind of where we start here on a little old show called America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. We zig and zag all over the place. We're like those hockey pucks when you're watching on NBC, and people who don't watch hockey say, I can't follow the puck. Remember Fox a couple of years ago? Actually, it was very strange. They had the pucks illuminated, so you'd be watching, and it looked like a comet through the sky. I hated it as a traditional hockey fan. I thought it was weird. But I did. I thought it was weird. Streaks on the ice. Yeah, come on.
Worst idea ever.
Yes, worst idea ever. Only people who were new to the game thought, oh, it was really cool, but then they didn't even stick around to keep watching the game anyway. So you got to go and see the game in person. It does make a difference. If you'll get hooked. I don't care if you go to a college game. I don't care if you go to a pro game, IHL game, whatever. If you just go and you watch it and you really get the sense of what happens in hockey, I think that you get intoxicated by it and you'll understand it a little bit better. So that's my lecture right here at the top. Of course, my Flyers have their backs against the wall. They are hosting the Chicago Blackhawks. The Blackhawks lead that series 3-2. It is game 6. Speaking of sports, we will hit sports at the end of the hour in a thing we like to call sports shorts. There was a phenom pitching for the Washington Nationals. If you are a fan of the great game, then you know what I'm talking about. We'll give you some of the details. Like I said, we'll let you hear what that sounded like at the tail end of this hour. And we'll mix in some of that politics, too, because it was a big night. Senator Blanche Lincoln, the Democrat from Arkansas, really was the only one who kind of reveled in the evening, if you will, defied sort of the anti-incumbent wave that is sweeping across America, because she's become an outsider and she was fighting for her life in the runoff, and she was able to survive that. But it was very interesting, some of the things that happened, I think, on the day. Four incumbents lost seats earlier in the spring, we know. Senator Bob Bennett, Republican from Utah, Arlen Specter, Democrat from Pennsylvania. You had Alan Mulahan, the Democrat, the congressman from the Democrat from West Virginia, and Parker Griffith, the Republican from Alabama. So what's going to happen when we get to the midterm elections? Very, very curious to see. And the Tea Party is really taking shape. It's a question of what shape will that be. But there are so-called Tea Party candidates that are starting to emerge, movement candidates, I'll call them that, one in Nevada, South Carolina, Georgia, and Maine. But in Virginia, three Tea Party congressional candidates lost. It's too early to tell. So Americans who hold the Washington Post, ABC News did another one of their famous polls, and it showed that the percentage of Americans who hold an unfavorable view of the movement has jumped from 39% in March to 50%. I wonder what it is that that pushed that. Probably some of the controversy of a couple of the candidates. Speaking of controversy, Jeroen Vandersloot, you know that name? Yeah, he's the arrogant rich kid who was the prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, who was 17 at the time in Aruba in 2005 when she went there with her class on a trip and never returned, and still nobody knows what's happened to her. The assumption is that he killed her. And he's, like I said, he's the prime suspect, but he always had somebody covering his tracks. Now Vandersloot picked up a woman in a casino, a 21-year-old girl, went up to, got a hotel room, went up to a hotel room with her, and broke her neck in the end. So he skedaddled, ran off to Chile. They were able to catch him. He confessed to killing her, saying he just lost his temper because she had grabbed his laptop and was looking up information about him. So he confesses, and that means that he gets 35 years, which I didn't realize. I thought it was a life deal like in the U.S. or could be in the U.S. So he says he didn't want to do it, but he confessed and said he did do it. He did kill this woman. And the 35 years could be reduced to half that amount or a third of that amount. He will be in one of the worst prison holes that you could possibly be in Peru. I think there's some justice in that. And the Holloway family must have some feelings. In fact, Beth Holloway was easy to express those to one of the cable networks. Here's what she said.
When Natalie went missing in May of 2005, my family desperately needed contact information, law enforcement information, government resources, missing person poster development, how to organize foot soldiers and command centers. In the event a loved one goes missing, the Natalie Holloway Resource Center can be the family's first stop for contact information, missing person poster development, and media engagement. Let's all remind ourselves and keep the Flores family in our hearts and in our prayers.
And the girl's name was Stephanie Flores, the 21-year-old who ended up on the hotel room floor, battered body, not just the neck broken, and she was killed by Vandersloot. He tried to get away. He was picked up, and like I said, he confessed to it. You got to give Beth Holloway credit because she banged the drum a lot of times on this, and Greta Van Susteren helped her as she was on Fox a bunch on that show, trying to see whatever they could do to shake out Jeroen Vandersloot, and he did some crazy things, but never, ever has been nailed for this. Dave Holloway, Natalie's father, was on one of the morning shows, and I happened to see that, and he said he was hoping that Vandersloot would reveal what happened to his daughter, and in fact, they even have search teams who were standing by to look for her body, but I'm going to say he's not going to play in this case. I'd be shocked if he did, because he'll be able to get out of prison and then leave, if he survives it, leave Peru. And he's still a very, very young man, so I cannot imagine it. But will the killing reopen the case? That's the bigger question. Hang with us.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Lakers in the Celts. What happened there? We'll tell you. Sports shorts. End of the hour. I was talking about politics, and it was definitely, as they're calling it, ladies' night at the voting booth. And truly, you had two former CEOs in Meg Whitman getting the Republican nod in California for governor, and then Carly Fiorina getting it for the Senate Republican. Republican nod for the Senate going up against Barbara Boxer in November. And I mentioned already that there were some Tea Party favorites that also won along the way. And shockingly, Blanche Lincoln held on to her desire to stay in the hunt. And she did. She did in the runoff. It was looking like that was not going to happen. But that's why you go when you vote, because who knows? Ultimately, could swing either way. This happened a couple of days ago now, and it was so sad to see torn up Ohio and Illinois as a result of tornadoes. How often do we say that about Mother Nature rearing her ugly head? And it's just always so, I wish there was a better way to describe it, but it's always so stunning when you see the pictures of what happens down one street. And then on the other side of the street or a couple of streets over, nothing. I mean, nothing whatsoever. Not even a tree, a little bit askew. But that's what happens with tornadoes. You don't get a lot of warning, and suddenly they touch down, and it's how wide is the swath, how far has it gone, and how many people have either lost their lives or lost their homes. The homes can be rebuilt. The lives, that's where it's tough. And in Ohio, you even had a five-year-old who was killed. That may be the worst of the stories that I heard. So the governor, unfortunately, is in the situation that he doesn't want to be in, where he's talking about rebuilding and talking about, how scary it is. What happens when a funnel cloud the size of the one that hit a town in Ohio, what happens when it touches down and the havoc that it wreaks. Here's what he said.
We're doing everything we could possibly do, but, as you can see from the destruction that is around us, that this is going to take quite some time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It takes a long time to rebuild, especially the amount. There was like 50 houses that were just ripped to shreds. So we weren't talking about one street in this case. We were talking about neighborhoods. That's how wide it was. We move on from the tornado to a disaster of a different sort. The financial disaster, oh, yeah. Let's rip open that Pandora's box. And talking about the bogus mortgages and how much money people made, it's interesting. A buddy of mine just got a job with Bank of America, and Bank of America taking over Countrywide is assuming some of their problems, let's say, some of the monies that are owed. And they talked about, in a training session he had, they talked about how much money people were making at Countrywide in the mortgages department, because even just on being on the phones, they were making thousands of dollars. And then we see what that did to everybody, because Countrywide was a joke. So Lucy Morris talks about how some of the money ultimately has to be paid out. We're talking about a very big number. And why does it have to be paid out?
They were overcharging consumers for property inspections or trustee services, and we allege that they charged them fees that they didn't disclose to them until much later.
Yeah, those hidden fees. Ooh, gotta love those hidden fees. Since we're on a quick business note here, you know, I've talked about gold, that I thought it could seriously hit $2,000, which would be amazing if by the end of the year it hit $2,000. I know I've said this, but I used to do a financial show a couple of years ago, and sometimes we have my pal, he's a financial advisor, Saul Album, on, and he and I worked together. It was a IPTV show, and we were talking about gold every day, and we were watching the price of gold, and at the time it was nothing. I mean, nothing compared to now, a couple of $100. We're talking about, I think at one point we were saying 400 and something. Do you know the price of gold for August delivery jumped as high as we're talking about $1,254.50 an ounce. Whew. That is a very big number. That was in the beginning of the day on the market. It did pull back a little bit, but gold still in the end was up almost $5. $5. And, you know, a lot of that is because of the worry, and naturally it's legitimate, the worry of the global economy, especially in Europe, because you're talking about countries that have mounting debt, and they are trying desperately to cut those budgets, and they have nowhere to hide now at this point. We saw what happened in Greece. But I think you're going to still, in the upcoming months, even if it backs down a little bit, you're still going to see gold go up, and silver too. I think silver is also going in the very same direction. You don't have to be a soothsayer to know that was a good thing to jump on the back of. Even now, it's still a good thing to have a little bit of that for sure in your portfolio. I mentioned this story earlier, and I didn't give you the payoff here on American Sites. Don't you hate that? And I just thought about it. The firing squad situation in Utah, in Salt Lake City, this guy named Ronnie Lee Gardner strapped into a chair, a hood over the head, and a small white target pinned over his heart. 49-year-old killer executed by a team of five anonymous marksmen firing with a matched set of 30 caliber rifles. He's the third person executed by firing squad in Utah or anywhere else in the United States since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976. Utah was one of those holdouts in keeping the method of wanting to do that. So they've used it in 40 of 49 executions in the last 160 years. Because if you remember, Utah made lethal injections really pretty much the default way of execution in 2004, but inmates condemned before then can still choose the firing squad, and that's what Gardner, like, he told a judge, I would like the firing squad, please. And he never said why, but that's what he chose. A lot of people think that this is barbaric, that this is ridiculous, and we should not, I mean, you're going back to the frontier days, and why should you have a firing squad, that it's violent, it's archaic, it's wrong. There have been a lot of people that have spoken out against the idea of even being able to use it. Now, Gardner, by the way, wasn't executed yet. He's going to be executed June 18th, just after midnight. And he was convicted of murder 25 years ago. And what he did was, in 1985, it was on the at the courthouse. He shot an attorney during a escape attempt. It was a screwed-up attempt, and then that's what happened there. Probably the most famous, though, for the firing squad was the case of Gary Gilmore. He was the guy who famously said, let's do it, right before he was executed in 77. So, but Utah last time around used it in 1996. Yeah, can you imagine, Matt, the firing squad? It does sound odd. Five anonymous marksmen. They've got matched, like I said, 30 caliber rifles. And that's it. You get a chair, you get a hood, and then you get the target over your heart.
That's when's the last time they had a firing squad, do you know?
96. In Utah. They did it, Gilmore, in 77, and then the last time they used it was 96. They executed a guy that way who raped and strangled an 11-year-old girl. And it's the only state, I know it's terrible, it's the only state that allows execution by firing squad.
Man, I don't know what to say about that.
It seems
kind of Old West style.
It does. Frontier, like I said, frontier days. So there are a lot of people that are protesting it, but Utah's, they're digging their heels in and saying, no, we're keeping it. I mean, and you know, you can choose. He chose that way, so it doesn't mean it has to happen that way. You know, in Oklahoma, they could use the firing squad if the lethal injection and the electrocution were deemed unconstitutional. If they said it was unconstitutional, they could go in that direction. But really, it's the only state that does it. Have any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Get past the beef, get past the shit, man. Get on time, get on time, get on.
Like the Philadelphia Phillies, I'm swinging for the fences. Hey, coming up at the end of the hour, we have sports shorts. It has nothing to do with the Philadelphia Phillies. In fact, there's some interesting things to talk about in sports, and we will jump to that. But you want to talk about interesting. Somehow lost in the sauce of all of this, you know, you have the powerful women spending a ton of money to find themselves Fiorini for the Senate GOP seat, going after it and getting it in California, and Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay, going after the governor's seat and winning the Republican primary. Now they both face the challenge of winning the midterm elections. Somehow this story gets lost in the sauce, but it's incredible. How does an unemployed military vet who had no money, put no campaign website up, actually win in South Carolina? I think the South Carolina Democratic Party was blown away. He got the nomination. He's facing Jim DeMint, the Republican, in November. And this is with almost all the precincts reporting. The guy's name again, Alvin Green is his name, 32 years old. He got 59% of the vote against 41% for the former four-term state lawmaker, Vic Rawl, who raised $186,000 and had to scrap a late-week fundraiser for the fall. And the Senate Democratic Party chairperson, I think was even also lost for words, said that voters unfamiliar with either candidate voted alphabetically for Green overall is what they thought. And he has never showed up for anything, any kind of conversation, whatever, period, anything. So You have to be disappointed if you're the other guy, if you're Vic Raw. And Green said he couldn't explain it, but he just thanked voters and said, let's continue to make history and get South Carolina back to work. That was what he said. He spent 13 years in the Air Force and Army before leaving the Army this past August. And now he's going to go up against DeMint, who, I mean, this guy has lots of money, lots of power. $3.5 million already in the war chest. Tea Party loves him. He's looking for his second term, and he's going to face a Democratic underdog who people don't even know, who doesn't have a cent. I mean, how lopsided would this be, do you think, in the midterm elections? I'm going to say it's very lopsided, but the story itself is incredible. Matt, you and I were talking off the air. You saw it, and we were talking about it. Isn't that just an amazing thing when you think of the staggering amounts of money that people pay to win even the primaries, like the two women I mentioned in California? Meg Whitman has spent a fortune already. Now, this is South Carolina, and it's a different race, but still it's an important seat. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty – I don't know. When I saw that,
crazy.
I read it, I didn't believe it because I couldn't believe it. And two things I think are going to happen out of this. One, he's going to get money from a lot of people because people just love underdogs.
Yep.
They're probably going to go for it and be – you know, the kind of in the moment. And then another thing that's going to happen is something crazy from his past is going to come out because no one's ever heard of this guy, and there's got to be something in his closet for sure.
And he's unemployed.
Right.
He's an unemployed vet with nothing, not even campaign signs, not even a sign.
No political experience either.
Right, no political experience.
I don't know. It could be fun to watch, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. Certainly, it's going to be a big story. I guarantee over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see this play out a little bit more. You know, if you watch the nightly news or whatever, I wouldn't be stunned to see somebody go and do a story on him, because this is, of all the things we talked about, the obvious layup things that happened and the money being spent for some of the people that want to be elected, this is so out of left field. I mean, it's incredibly out of left field. Stunning. I mean, it's stunning. I don't even know how, if it's just like any of us, if we said you wanted to run for something, immediately, who's your campaign manager? How much money have you raised so far? You got to pull together the fundraisers. You got to get the blessing of this person or that person. It's all about that when you decide you're going to run, whether you're unknown, you have buzz in another area, or people know you from just the city council meetings or whatever it might, whatever it might be. But for him to come out of nowhere and to nail that seat, they're just saying it's alphabetical. But how pathetic is that for the Democrats? Oop, yeah, just eeny, meeny, miny, mo, who's ever there. We're just going down alphabetically. We'll just take that first guy. It's got to show that Jim DeMint is just going to slaughter him, and he is well-liked in South Carolina. But there are going to be stories about him, and maybe, like Matt says, he starts to get the backing of some people. But you want to talk about somebody who has no political experience. If you wanted a blank slate, I mean, that he's a guy that would be a blank slate when it comes to the political machine. You can't deny that, certainly, right? All right, let's kind of scattershoot here. Like we said, we're going to go into sports in our next segment. So I want to get you caught up on a couple of things that you might have missed during the day, including the Medicaid states and what they're calling the $24 billion black hole. Because we've talked about this a lot on the ATN, and I know a lot of you are concerned about it. But you've got governors and state lawmakers who are waiting to see whether Congress is going to send them that money, that number I mentioned, the $24 billion, to help cover the expanding, beyond belief, Medicaid rolls because of the shift of the population. It was just a couple of months ago that it seemed like it was going to happen. You had however many governors that included it in their budgets, which start on July 1st. But the assumption was, the assumption actually spared them from cutting pretty deep into social services, even deeper, education, public payrolls, is all the stuff that California's had to go through. And now it's not a definite as to whether they're going to get that $24 billion. It's in doubt now because the House dropped the funding from a jobs and tax bill to try to get Democrats concerned about the ever-ballooning, ridiculously ballooning federal deficit. So then it was added back into legislation, but it's really a question mark as to whether or not they can make this stick or not. And this is only weeks to go before the fiscal year starts. So states are talking about having to slash services for children, even for the sick, for the poor. Schools get less state aid, parks. And I mentioned this in the last show. Make sure if you have a summer vacation plan and you're going to go to some great park, call ahead of time and make sure they're open. So more parks would close, state workers would lose their jobs, and there's a lot of state workers. If the money doesn't come through like they assumed it was going to come through, and there's a chance it won't happen, Medicaid covers 60 million people, and it's a costly service. It eats up about, and I was stunned by this number, I knew it was high, but 21% of state spending, that's what happened in 2009. You know, the governors get together and they share all these fun facts and figures. Well, that was one of them. Then you have the recession, so you have more Americans on Medicaid, and it grows exponentially. 21% is a pretty big number. So how do you cover that disaster? You've got funds running out at the end of December, which is the middle of most states' fiscal years. So you have a lot of people lobbying in D.C. to extend payment through June of 2011. Boy, that's got to be... See, this is exactly what happens. You're trading... It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul, trading one ridiculous amount of money for another, slashing someone's livelihood at the very last second. They're not knowing what's going to happen. And, you know, the Washington governor is a great example. I saw a quote from her, and she's saying she'd have to cut 6,000 jobs to make up for the $480 million in Medicaid funding that they thought they were going to get. And if they wait till 2011 to deal with the shortfall, they would have to double that number. So you'd be talking about 12,000. You want to talk about a critical lifeline that they need. Oof, that is really, and this is Washington. We have listeners in Washington, and that's a pretty big number to try to have to eat that. But a $24 billion black hole is very uncertain at this point. So depending on where you live, there could be jobs cut. Probably there would be jobs cut, because how are they going to make up that money? And you have to somehow be able to pay for that Medicaid. So that's the long and the short of it, to be certain, sadly. This story is a pretty interesting that I came across that I thought I would fling out there. There was something that I read about Galileo, and that now apparently, or a long time ago, there were grave robbers that took his fingers. So why not take advantage of it? And in Florence, Galileo's tooth and a couple of fingers are on display. Could there be a more renowned Italian scientist? He died how many centuries ago? 1642. And this week, they really honestly expect that there are going to be a lot of people that are going to go and see the body parts. And apparently they were cut from his corpse by scientists and historians during a burial ceremony 95 years after his death. Wow. And they've preserved it, conserved it since 1737. I bet you they're going to have a lot of people that are going to go and be fascinated by that and go and see it. Sports next.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. Strasburg into the windup. There's the pitch. Strasburg, he struck him out with another breaking ball. The career of Steven Strasburg starts with a 1-2-3 inning and a strikeout of last week's millage.
It was just a great night for baseball in Washington for what he did.
The line, the kick, and the pitch. Swing and a miss! 14 strikeouts! 7 in a row! Unbelievable!
This kid is unbelievable. You know, he just attacked strikes on.
Yeah, the kid is unbelievable, and the crowd went wild, and they should have, because what a treat. The Nationals rookie, the phenom, goes 7 innings, gives up just a 2-run jack home run against the Pirates, strikes out 14. What a debut for Steven Strasburg. Amazing. 14 batters, can you imagine, in his first game. He is described as something I read, a wonderkin. There's no words to describe it. I like the phenom tag better. This is unprecedented. So the Nationals, yeah, they're playing the Pirates, but 5-2 win over Pittsburgh, and the folks went crazy for him. And, you know, Pudge Rodriguez, a guy I used to cover in Texas, said after the game, "I've caught a lot of guys, but this kid is unbelievable. standing room only crowd roaring. Last year's number one overall draft pick, and what a display. I saw just a little bit of it. The fastballs hitting high marks like 100 miles an hour and great movement on the ball. And he was able to throw in that crazy curveball that seemed almost impossible to hit, just 21 years old. So summing it up, he allows four hits, two earned runs, didn't walk a batter, and piled up the most strikeouts in a big league debut since J.R. Richard fanned 15 for the Astros back in 1971. Matt, I know that you were looking at this, and I only saw the clips afterwards, but just incredible.
That was a pretty huge performance that had all the hype to it, and it actually lived up to the hype for the first time in forever that you could have a kid who last year was the number one draft pick coming out of college, so you had, you know, he had the extra experience of going to college, not coming right out of the minors, and he just blew through the system, came up this year, and in his first start, I think it was kind of a perfect storm where you're facing the Pirates, who can't really hit that well,
right,
and you're facing major league hitters that have never seen your stuff before. But at the same time, credit the kid, he lived up to the hype, and he fanned 7 in a row, 14 total, to like close out the game, and only making the one mistake of getting up the two-run homer. So you can't fault the kid. He lived up to the hype for sure.
Yeah, and you know, there was a manager that I used to cover. His name was Johnny Oates, and for a long time he was the manager of the Texas Rangers, and we used to talk about pitch counts. Well, this guy was economical too. 94 pitches, 94, 65 strikes, and he threw it all in. He had the curve, like I said. He threw in a change up too. So what a debut! What a debut! I mean, wonder if he's even realizing. I'm sure he is, because everybody wanted to talk to him after the game. But that is an amazing way to start off, and he's only 21 years old. So who knows where he goes from here? There have been some fantastic pitchers certainly over the years, and the halls of Cooperstown are filled with stories. But this is one of those stories. In fact, I think Cooperstown even asked for the ball, because they could certainly use a story like that. It just adds to it. Again, somebody that was the first draft pick, the first guy in the draft to step on the mound, and nerves be damned, he just went for it. Kobe Bryant scored 29, and the Lakers have a 2-1 edge in their finals matchup with Boston. 94-84 was the score at the buzzer. And, you know, it's we've said this already. So goes Kobe, so goes the Lakers. And it is about him. He's the closer. He had 25 points after three quarters. He didn't score for the first 10 minutes of the fourth, but he put them up and on the board quick, and did what he does for that team. Like I said, I mean, he's got to be there, and he was. And you know, then the crew around him, they started off with a 37-20 first half lead. Boston came back, to be sure. They cut that deficit to four late in the third quarter. And then early in the fourth quarter, they made it a little bit more interesting. You know, when I look at basketball, if I'm watching basketball, I mean, I hate to say it, because I used to be a really, really huge hoops fan. But I honestly go to the game in the fourth quarter, because I know I can catch up with it, or I know what happened by looking at the box or looking at a few of the highlights. And that's exactly what I do. I wait till the fourth quarter, because that's usually when things get a little more, frankly, get a little more interesting. So now the Lakers have the edge for what that's worth. Meanwhile, let's jump around a little bit to a couple of other things. And part of what a couple of other things is the U.S. Open is going to be in Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach is incredible. If you go to California, it's almost worth just going, if you're in that area, to go see Pebble to go just see the course, go have lunch there, whatever. They have a thing called 7 Mile Drive that's amazing. I don't know who owns those houses, but it's just mind-blowing, let's put it that way. So now it's about the final spots for the U.S. Open, and a guy named Bob Estes got another trip to the Open by qualifying, by earning it. And we were talking about a lot of rain in the Woodlands in Texas, and he had rounds of 69 and 67, so he was able to snag one of them. They have two spots in 13 sectional qualifiers throughout the country are trying to get those two spots. And you had Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, who withdrew when it became pretty clear he wasn't going to make it. He wasn't going to spend any more time doing it. It's funny because a lot of people really actually thought that he had a shot at doing it. I'd say, look, the Cowboys need all the help they can get. I'd say just stick with, for now, just stick with football and then worry about golf in the off time or afterwards. But still a pretty good golfer. So we'll be watching the U.S. Open as that's coming up. And what will happen with Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods hit three people at the Memorial, and he's struggling with neck problems, and he's struggling to reclaim his game, because it really hasn't been there for him yet. And maybe part of it is because of the personal things, and part of it is because of the neck problems as well. Another matchup we want to talk about, we'll get Matt's opinion on this too. We got the Philadelphia Flyers. I mentioned this. Their backs are up against the wall because it's game 6 tomorrow. So when I come back on the air tomorrow, you'll be able to tell how my voice is if I'm really happy. Philly and Chicago in a game 6 in Philadelphia, and they just got shellacked in their last game on Sunday by the Blackhawks in Chicago. I think Philly wins this game 6, but boy, going back for a game 7 is going to be really, really tough. And even game 6 is no layup. There is a great chance, obviously, flip a coin, that Chicago could win this. They were just so fast on Sunday night. There were some line changes, Matt. You probably saw that, and I think a lot of that made the difference. There was incredible speed on the ice, and they were really passing the puck around in the zone, and that accounted for some of the scoring.
Yeah, they broke up the Taves, Bufflin, Kane line that had been pretty much their ticket through the playoffs, mashed them up with Hossa a little bit and mixed and matched. And for Philly, it was at their disadvantage because their whole game plan is Pronger pretty much checking Bufflin and keeping Taves out of the net, and he wasn't able to do that. He had a horrible game. But the thing Philly has going for him, Leighton is undefeated at home in the playoffs so far.
Yeah, so we might get that game 6, Philadelphia might, but the game 7, I think will be pretty tough to win that against Chicago. You never know. Hockey's a lot of fun. You don't have to have a glowing puck to appreciate, I think, what's happening on the ice. A penny for your thoughts. Well, not really, but you can send us your thoughts at americatonight.net.